Humans are creatures with sophisticated color vision, so the market for pigments is big, about $30 billion a year. In this marketplace, however, not all colors are equal. In particular, bright reds, much desired for their attention-grabbing qualities, are tricky to make, and each of the existing options has flaws. The especially vivid reds made from cadmium, lead, and mercury are toxic, and so their use is now restricted. Cochineal, created by crushing up Dactylopius coccus, a species of scale insect, is safe to handle and consume, but its safety is trumped in the minds of some by its animal origin. A campaign by vegans in 2012, for example, forced Starbucks to remove cochineal from its strawberry frappuccinos. Other red pigments, meanwhile, either start off dull, oxides of iron, or fade to dullness unless given special protection from ultraviolet light. Pigment red 254, the source of Ferrari's characteristic scarlet livery. The hunt is therefore on for a non-toxic, non-controversial, chemically stable red. One of those searching is Mass Subramanian, a material scientist at Oregon State University. Dr. Subramanian already has one new pigment to his name. In 2009, when trying to find a material known as a multiferroic, which has distinctive electronic and magnetic properties, one of his research students mixed oxides of yttrium, indium, and manganese and heated them to 1,200 degrees Celsius. The result was a powder as brilliant as a bluebird's wing. Ying Min, as it is now known, was the first new blue discovered for two centuries. The perfect red has so far eluded Dr. Subramanian, in part because it is hard to predict the color of a material before you make it. Small alterations to a crystal structure can dramatically alter which parts of the spectrum that crystal absorbs and which it reflects. The green of emeralds and the red of rubies, for instance, are both caused by chromium atoms, but the atoms in question are bonded into their respective lattices in different ways.